mentioned that you guys had a lot of injuries, but you've been able to overcome it. What does that say about your coaching staff that they've been able to coach the guys?
Yeah, look, I think, look, I tried to, and I probably need to do this more. You know, I think these assistant coaches that we have here, from the coordinators all the way through, I think we have a strong staff. I think they overcome me a lot. They really do. They do a great job. I think they, as witnessed by yesterday, I did see that video afterwards. I couldn't believe. I just couldn't believe what I saw. I mean, had to be an imposter, right, John? It's Halloween.
What could
sure, there're going to be plenty of people in Houston dressed up as me tonight with a kick me sign on the back of it.
How come you were not? How come you were not in this kind of mood yesterday?
I don't know. I'm always
what
in a
happened?
Good mood. So many people. I mean, I'm not moody. I'm the same guy every day, John. Right, Amy?
It's not what your wife says.
I know. Please don't interview my wife.
It's the bye week, and voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, you and your wife going to Cabo San Lucas with Tony Romo and Jessica Simpson, are you not?
Yeah, we're going into a time machine in the DeLorean, and no, we're not going to do any of that. I'm going to hang out with the Vander kids, and I know you're going to hang out with the Doherty clan.
That's right, I will, but let's focus on the football team.
Yes.
They have a week off. Head coach Bill O'Brien talked about what he and the coaching staff are going to do, a lot of introspection, looking at themselves, self-scouting. The players get a breather, but none of them stray too far from football.
Absolutely. You can unplug, but you can't completely disengage mentally. Physically, I think it's very important for the players. The coaches echo that. But this is a very crucial time to self-scout. That's get to know yourself, get to know what you're showing to the opponents, because the second half of the season in the Bill O'Brien era has been more productive than the first half, and that's the way they want it this year as well.
Specifically, I would like to find a way to get this offense into the end zone more often. I think our defense is playing great football. I think our special teams is doing a good job, and for the most part, the offense is as well. We just need to find a way to get into the end zone more often, and it starts with me. I need to play better, especially in the red area, and that's something that I'm going to put a great focus on moving forward.
We did some good things yesterday, a lot of good things that we can build off of. Going into the bye week, and when we get back out here, we're not where we want to be, but I don't think any team in the NFL is. Nobody's undefeated anymore, but we're number one in our division, so, building off that.
Just rest. I mean, obviously continue to work out, but get off your feet a little bit, review the film, see what we can do better, but just try to get as healthy as we possibly can for the second push.
I think that anytime you go into a bye week on a winning note, that can't be anything but good for your team. It gives us time to do a lot of self-scout to figure out all the things we need to do to improve. But it also gives us time to reflect on some of the things that have been positive. You know, being undefeated at home. Playing the way we played against the run yesterday on defense was very good. I think offensively, at times this year, we've shown glimpses of what we can be. Special teams, same thing. Now, there has to be more consistency in all three phases, but there certainly is a lot to reflect on that's good. And so when you go into the bye week on a winning note, you know, I think everybody feels better about where they're at. Now, with that being said, you know, you've got a tough schedule ahead of you, so we're going to give our guys a nice break here, and we'll get back to work after today. We'll get back to work next Monday, and we'll go to work on Monday for Jacksonville.
Big week ahead, even though there's no game on Sunday. Some big news that happened earlier in the week. Andre Johnson retired from the Tennessee Titans. He's a Houston Texan. We know that. But Andre is done, and the players, they all reflected on it. Even Bill O'Brien did, too.
How bizarre is this, by the way? Here we are in the middle of a season. It's Monday morning. The Texans go to 5-3 at the halfway point. Everybody's happy about that. But you get this news that one of your greatest players retires from another team, and he's going to call it quits as a career. I know everybody had some nice things to say about number 80.
Proven vet, proven leader, very quiet, but, you know, led by example. And just, just an incredible guy. You know, you're 21 years old, you come into the locker room, you see someone like that, someone you grew up watching. So it's kind of surreal to play with someone like that. And, my experience with him was just awesome.
It was very big to have a guy of his status and who's played a lot of football to teach me a lot of things about the game of football, about life in general. He basically groomed me my first couple years I was here.
I wish I had a chance to play with him. You know, that's one of the things we always talked about. But just watching his career and what he did in his career, it's amazing. Great person. And he's going to be missed, you know, and that's another family member of the Hurricanes, you know, calling to quit. So, you know, there's only a couple of us left. But, you know, he definitely made his mark at this level, especially in this town in Houston, to do what he did for the Texans throughout his career. That speaks volume.
Man, he sets the bar high. You know, I liked it. Him and Hop's chemistry when they was here together when I was here, you know. I couldn't even put it in words, you know. Like I said, I was always a Anquan Boldin and Larry Fitzgerald fan when I was in Arizona. And when I first came here, and everybody was like, man, who you think is better, you know? Larry or Dre? And I hadn't seen much of Dre. Larry, all that boy, then I got here, got to see that boy play. I still can't give the one-up on any of them, but both of them guys, in my book, are probably going to be first ballot Hall of Famers when they get in there.
He'll go down as one of the best receivers to ever play the game. He had great size, great hands, very instinctive player, could run all the routes, you know, early in his career, throughout his career. Did a lot of different things. When we had him, for the year that we had him, he played at the number three spot, the number two spot. I'm talking about formationally, the number one spot. We were able to do many different things with him. And you know, I've had the fortune of coaching some potential Hall of Fame receivers, and him and Randy Moss, been up close and personal with those guys, coaching them. And the Andre will go down as one of the best to ever play.
You played with and against the best. Where do you think he stacks up?
Too, man, he's up there at the top. You know, I was fortunate enough to play with Tim Brown and Jerry Rice, those guys, and Andre's right in there with the mix. You know, all three of those guys are a lot alike. You know, they it's funny how much the great ones like that compare. You know, they work hard every day. They come in, they get their stuff done, and you know, they're just true pros all the way around.
Jalen Strong is a current wide receiver wanting to do things like Andre did, I'm sure. He had a tough game on Sunday. He got hurt. Right. But we got a chance to find out a little bit more about him in our Get to Know segment.
Yeah, we did, because Jalen Strong is an interesting guy who has had some productive catches this year. What about that one against the Colts late in the game?
Money
huge
in the bank
to set up the winning field goal. He's got a huge personality as well.
He's Mr. Hail Mary. He's the beast of the box out. He's the bomb.com of the long bomb. It's Jalen Strong. Welcome.
What's up, man?
And he airs it long toward the end zone, and it's caught by Jalen Strong for a touchdown. My goodness.
It's kind of weird, huh?
Yeah. A little bit.
But nice. Yeah. You've got your own Snapchat filter.
I do?
Yeah. I've seen this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was. I mean, I had somebody make it for me. It was like a little pool party.
How does that filter compare with my filter? Is that pretty solid, or is it?
It's pretty good, man. I got the hat on backwards.
Yeah, it's kind of like I'm fishing for a
compliment. But the suit, though.
Yeah, that's like contrast, you know.
Yeah, you need that sometimes.
Strong across the five. Strong to the end zone. He dives in!
Where's Strizzy come from, first of all?
A friend of mine gave me a nickname back in high school. I had like a little write-up in the paper, and he called me Strizzy to the reporter, and he put it in the paper.
You've got your own Snapchat filter. That's one thing that's really impressive. You've got a fan made a tattoo of you on him.
Couldn't believe it, man. I'm surprised he did it. I don't know. I would never do nothing like that.
Dedication right there. Did you find out much about him? You know much about this guy?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get him some tickets to the Green Bay game.
What's your favorite tattoo that you have on? Is that like having to choose your favorite child if you have children?
No, it's kind of like choosing your favorite candy because I got so many. Probably my leg. I got a pretty good tattoo dedicated to my dad on my leg. So.
What's your favorite candy?
You just asked me. I just told you how hard the question was to pick a tattoo. It depends on how I'm feeling. I like chocolate, though.
Will Fuller and you have a Philly connection. Tom Savage, too. Yeah. I've heard Tom Savage is sneakily very, very funny. Is that true?
Yeah, he is. He's like the kid in class that makes all the jokes but never gets in trouble. Like, you get in trouble because you laugh at all the jokes. You know what I mean? That's how Tom is. Very sneaky.
I hear you.
Gotta watch him.
It's time to play Say What.
I'm gonna find my baby, gonna hook her.
Afternoon Delight.
But what's the genre?
Country music.
Works up.
Arizona State.
What's the first part of something?
You typing.
No, but you need to put the numbers in to get the right the answer in math.
Phone number, calculator.
But what's the first part?
Calculus.
Yep.
Brock.
Tattoo.
Brock, would you just
Brock Osweiler.
Get him in the huddle and run
George Godsey.
Yeah, hi. I cook Darrell Revis. I own this island here.
Oh, DeAndre Hopkins.
Some lighter side stuff from Jalen Strong there, who hopes to mend up that ankle injury and be a big force in the second half.
Yeah, and speaking of forces, we're going to move on to some animals later in the show. We've got an eagle, we've got a dog, and we've got me, dear Drew. So don't go anywhere. It's animals here on Texans Hollow.